Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker, also of the Game Brain podcast, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious man who knows how to dock a yacht. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on?
You bet your bottom dollar, goddammit.
You know how to put out a fender, and you won't sleep in. Ha. Ronnie, what's going on? How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How's everything going?
Just grand. We're back on the below deck train, which is a mixed metaphor because it's about a boat. We took a week off because we just can't, it's too much for us. And then people were like, how dare you ignore below deck? And we're like, yeah, we can't ignore below deck. So we're back.
Oh, well, here we are.
But you know what though? The week that we missed, I watched last week's. It was fun. It was good. It was not an amazing episode, so it was a perfectly fine episode to skip. I mean, there's a lot of cleaning. There's someone who's acting like an asshole. Someone got too drunk to eat dinner. Mm-hmm. Usual stuff. But you know what? I'm glad we came back.
Yeah, I have to say, I watched it without taking notes because, you know, I still watch the damn thing. I still like the show. But I was like, oh, I'm not going to take notes. I don't know what the hell happened because I don't know how people know what's happening on the show if you don't take notes. I mean, how else do you pay attention? I was scrolling through my phone and then... It's one of those shows you have to watch. Like, you can't just be on your phone scrolling. Because I just know that somebody left a door open and Eddie got super mad. And then the chef couldn't find caviar. And I was like, wow, I have to take notes on this every week or I'm not going to know what's going on Below Deck.
It's definitely a lot of stuff happens. So this week, the big drama was that the new guests that are on the boat are all foodies. And they want to have they're doing a 50th birthday party and they want caviar, and Rachel's all excited, but she can't find the caviar because what she thought was caviar was just salmon roe. So she's like, I can't find the caviar. I'm gonna punch someone in the fucking scrotum.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch someone in the fucking scrotum. So it's February 21st and she's in the kitchen going crazy. I'm gonna murder the fuck out of somebody. And she's like, you know what, Francesca, we have a problem. What was wrapped up as caviar is actually salmon roe. And Tyler's like, can I help you? She's like, I'm not nice right now, Tyler. Get out of my face, Tyler.
Shane.
I'm not nice.
Shane.
Damn it. He has a Tyler energy. To me. He really does. Tyler vibe.
He really does. He has real Tyler energy, but he's actually a Shane, which is such a Shane thing to do, which is to give off Tyler energy.
That's so Shane. I changed it. Don't worry, everybody. I changed it in my notes as we went on, but I guess I left a stray Tyler.
I like this. It's actually one of my favorite traditions with the Below Deck recaps is that sort of early in the season, you tend to rename some of the cast members and it sticks in your head and it's really fun.
Well, it's just so, I mean, look, it's just so many white guys, you know? It's James, Taylor, Shane, Eddie, Brian, James, Curly, another Brian. Simon. Hey, there's another Brian. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, it's a lot. And especially, he does give off a very strong Tyler vibe.
I'm surprised I haven't called anybody a Chad, because there are, everybody on the show is a Chad. You know, all the guys on the show are such Chads.
Yeah. Or I'm surprised I haven't called, you know, Eddie, to me, reads a little bit like a John. So I'm surprised I haven't called him a John.
Yeah, he does. He looks like someone with his dad's name, like a John or a Robert.
He does. Yeah.
He's got Robert vibes.
Yeah,
Shane wants to help her. She's like, get out of here. So then the guests, they're talking about white wine tonight.
They're contrasting it because Rachel's losing her mind. Like, where's this fucking caviar? And then the guests are up there being like, I think I'm going to wear white tonight. I think I'm going to wear this tonight. You know, it's upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah, because I just have white night. I have several options. And I was like, it's a below deck. It's an every night white night.
So Rachel's losing her mind. She's like, it's some bullshit fucking lump fucking fish fucking lumpfish caviar fucking shit. Black pebbles that are supposed to be fish roe. Losing her mind.
So then Ashley's like, well, she's totally bonkers, but I'm used to it because my sister is a chef back home, and she is the best chef. But we always say, the chef has arrived. Don't say anything. No sudden movements. Back away from the chef.
And then I just can imagine Ashling like walking around her house being like, the chef has arrived, mommy. Sister's in the room. The chef has arrived. Her sister probably hates it. Every time they say that, her sister probably hates it.
I know. That's probably why she gets mad in the first place.
Ooh, the chef has arrived. Mm-hmm.
So there's an English guy on this boat, and he's like, can I trouble you for an espresso, please? And I was like, whoa, 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 sir, sir. This is below deck. It is not pronounced espresso.
Yeah. It's called espresso, and you left off the other part, which is martini.
Trash.
Trash. So the guests also, Rachel's losing her mind, and the guests ask for like a tour of the boat tonight. So that's something that's on the horizon. Yeah. And so finally Rachel is able to get on the phone with, the provisioner. And,
wow. Like, look at that. Somebody actually calling the provisioner themselves. I mean, this was an amazing scene, and I hope that douchebag from Below Deck Mediterranean, Tom. I hope Tom saw this and just felt stupid.
I mean, what sort of chef actually has to call a provisioner himself? I mean, it's ridiculous. You ask for caviar, and then what do you get? You got a cucumber, it's not even sliced, and then they want me to slice the cucumber that's supposed to be caviar in the first place. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
She's like, provisioner person, hello, it's me. I went to look over the provisions, and all I had is salmon roe.
And he's like, oh, well, that's weird, because everything I have here says it was in the same pouch.
She's like, yeah, it's not.
So then Francesca is talking to Captain Lee. It's like, well, the guests would like a tour of your sock drawer, if that's all right. They want to see things that they haven't seen on the boat before. So I told them if Elizabeth starts doing something correctly, I'll point them in her direction.
And then the guests are like playing with water toys and everything. And then one of the guys is like, hey, what do 20-year-olds have on us? Am I right? And then we cut to like one of the women on the jet ski just getting thrashed around like we've never seen before. Like she looked like, you know, she looked like a teddy bear being thrashed by a shark or something. If that's something a shark would do.
So then we see Shane talking to Izzy, and they're at the slide, and he's like, so do we like take that pump to like take air out of it? And she's like, yes.
It's like, it's tough being the one who's struggling. I mean, here I am, a white guy who looks good, and I went to Berkeley, and I was struggling there too, and then somehow I emerged with a 3.5 GPA. I mean, and all I had to do was sleep with all my professors, but that was hard too.
Yeah, I just don't want to fail because it's embarrassing. Can we please show my Make America Green Again picture? That'd be great. Okay. My work here is done. And so he's trying to pull in the slide, and he's like, it's heavy. And he's like, it's 400 pounds. He's like, no way.
She's like, I can't believe him. So I love how I love how competent Shane has made Izzy look, because in the beginning of the season, when Izzy was inside, she was just like such an idiot and couldn't do anything right. And now that she's outside, she's like a badass, just probably because she's next to Shane.
Yes. Well, it's like how Elizabeth looked like a badass next to her on the inside.
Yeah, that's true too.
It's just a Russian doll of terrible on this boat.
Yeah.
Francesca and Ashling are setting up, and she's like, oh, thank God for Ashling. She's like me. She puts her heads down. She gets it done. She sees a doorway. She walks through it. There's a table needs a fork. She puts a fork on it. That's my Aussie girl.
The chef has arrived. Okay, you don't have to say that around me. I know what you're trying to say.
So she's like, okay, and in contrast, let's radio stupid face Elizabeth and see what her stupid face is up to. Elizabeth, what are you up to? She's like, I'm getting things ready for the beach picnic. God, what does she think? I'm sitting on my ass.
It's like, Elizabeth, you are wiping a tape cassette. We don't even know how you got that. So then they're hauling in the slide, and you know, Eddie is talking about how he's trying to give Shane the least number of opportunities to fuck up, but you know, of course he still fucks up. And then back over to Rachel, she's She looks like she's going to cry in the kitchen. She just really needs that row.
I wonder where you got that idea. She goes, yeah. I
swear to God, I'm going to fucking cry.
So then Eddie has to go pick up the drum player, the steel drum player. And James is calling Shane and Izzy. And he's like, I need help on the sun deck. Izzy, we've got a lot to do and not much time to do it. I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to see what James fucks up right now.
Yeah. And then so Eddie heads off on the tender to get the steel drum guy. And Shane is like doing that thing where he's trying to show that he's like really on top of everything and he really, really cares. So he radios Eddie and he's like, Fenders, Eddie, Fenders, Fenders. Cause I guess there's some little Fenders on the tender. And Izzy's like, I'm going to murder that boy. Like, what are you doing? Like nitpicking your boss. This is not how you like endear yourself.
Yeah. And James is like, you know, this is your fault, Izzy. You told him to step it up. And ever since then, now look at him trying to do things. Right. Do not encourage people.
So then we hear from the provisioner that he's sending over 125 grams of caviar. And it's going to be at Jolly Harbor Dock at 6:45 p.m. And surely nothing could go wrong.
And then Francesca just starts naming a lot of different glasses to Elizabeth. She's like, all right, here's what we need for tonight. Water glasses, wine glasses, champagne glasses, rocks glasses, small water glasses, large water glasses, rock glasses, champagne glasses, and Prosecco glasses. Have I made enough lists to make you confused yet? She's just like,
so let me read that back to you. Capri pants, goldfish, Doritos.
I'm tired.
Bridge table. I literally said none of those things.
So then Eddie comes back with the steel drum player. And Rachel's like, Eddie,
Rachel, can we get a tender at Holly Roger Dock at 6:45? I need that to be said 20 times this episode. So Jolly Roger Dock, 6:45. Jolly Roger Dock, 6:45. I'm going to fucking kill myself. Out.
Did somebody ask for Jolly Ranchers? Now, Elizabeth, get out of here.
I found a Jolly Ranchers glass.
That's a rag. You're wrong on so many different fronts.
So then Francesca sees Elizabeth and she goes, Elizabeth, what are you up to? Which is like how she's about to go in on her because she's established and now she's just going to always go, Elizabeth, what are you up to?
Yeah. And Elizabeth,
I don't
know where you are.
Elizabeth is like, I need two more water glasses. And she's like, well, do you know where they are? She's like, no, that's what I'm saying. I can't find them. She's like,
they're in the water glass cabinet where all the other water glasses have always been.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that Rachel, sorry, I thought you were going to say something. So no. Rachel's getting ice on standby for caviar. She's like, I'm going to lose my shit. I have all my mise en place for the caviar. I mean, time's ticking, 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 ticking into the future. Yeah.
And then we see a guest and she's getting ready downstairs. And she goes, my plan tonight is not to be awkward, which I was like, that really speaks to me.
Yeah. And I love that the older ladies are all nervous around Captain Lee. It's so cute. It's like,
I know,
because it's dinner with Captain Lee night, you know.
So it's 14 minutes before dinner, and Eddie is still not back with a caviar. Dinner's going to be at 7. Caviar is supposed to be, attained at 6:45. They've got 14 minutes until dinner time, and so Captain Lee is going to start his tour. And he's going to try to, like, really draw it out to, like, give them as much time for that caviar to come in. And he's like, well, if the caviar doesn't show up, I'm sitting here with my dick in my hand, which admittedly I shouldn't be taking out my dick on a tour, but sometimes you just got to show them everything, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, guys. All right. This here is the bow bell. All right. This is when you're in trouble. You're in real goddamn trouble. This ain't the end of the show. Take a bow. All right. You're standing on. Get applause and feel like a rock star. It's the, oh shit, a tsunami's coming. I'm going to have my nuts in my ear canals if I get out of this one alive. Sweet Jesus, don't take me. I'm too hot to die. All right, we got that? All right. Let's
fun
go to the next
about
spot.
Fun fact about the word bow. It's spelled B-O-W. It can be pronounced bow or bow. Two different words. I don't know what the proper word is for that. I don't know if it's a homophone or homophan or whatever. Who gives a flying fuck, am I right? But the point is this. One spelling, two words. Have I stretched out this tour long enough? Can we move? Should we move on?
Have you seen a bell? All right, here's the bell. Have you heard the bell? I hope not, because if you heard it, that means you're dead. All right, you're fucking dead.
And one of the ladies is like, well, oh, Captain Lee, I wanted to ring that bell when I got on. I'm glad I refrained, or I would be in some serious shit with you.
You're goddamn right. If you rang that bell, I'd throw you overboard and say, hey, sharks, there's a lady ready for you to eat, and then eat you up, and I'd say, now she's dead. Okay, everyone, that's a true story.
So he takes him.
Not exciting, but it's true.
Not thrilling, but hey, what are you going to do? It's intermission, and we're back. All right, so this here is the bridge, okay? These computers, I mean, they're terrible. Look, regular computers had bigger joysticks than I have here. And one of the guys was like, that's what she said!
Yeah. And real original. Are you, maybe you want to add a winning to that. Do you want to add a winning?
Winning!
There we go. Anyway, my dick is still out, so you can actually see there's joysticks on my dick. So there's a lot of things to look at right now.
Anyone want to high-five my hand with my dick in it? Didn't think so. Get the hell out of here, kids.
Has anyone ever played patty cake before with a joystick? You want to play patty cake with a joystick right now? I know it doesn't sound like it makes sense, but give it a try. I think you're going to enjoy it.
So the guests are seated at the table, and the main charter guy, Tim, is like, or maybe it's the English guy, I forget, but one of the guys is like, caviar is coming, and you only touch the caviar with the pearl spoon. Right, everybody? And I know that because I'm a foodie. Oh, foodie.
Yeah, and Rachel's like, the caviar is still not quite there, and Rachel's like, God, he eats my guts. I like my Rachel's the same as Captain Lee, but I can't help it. I haven't been able to find the song.
Mine's exactly the same. I just mix a little Cartman in there.
I try to go high for her and then high down here for him. But in the end, I just do this for both of them. So, but here comes the caviar. Here comes caviar. Here comes caviar. Coming down caviar lane.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm just kidding. I was lost in my notes. So the steel drum player is playing, and Francesca's just hovering really awkward around the guests sitting at the table, just looking at them super. She's like basically Captain Sandying it right now in the scene.
Yeah.
And Bette Rachel's Midler's like, fuck everything. Fuck this boat. Fuck everything. So Eddie comes back, and Izzy, go to the bow to get it. And then Francesca's like, happy birthday, everybody. Now, I've put a menu of each of your place settings. The first dish is caviar, everybody.
You'll notice that for the dishes, the first line is size 16 font, and then the subsequent lines are size 12 font with an italics. Have I stretched this out long enough? Has the caviar arrived? No? All right. The font is Zapf Chancery for some of them, and then you'll see... We have Tom's Roman as well.
Little Wingding. Good luck figuring that one out. I've managed to put Pearl Spoon in Wingdings. Can anyone find it on the page?
The cardstock has a rating of 54 lube. Oh, all right. Here comes the caviar.
If that were on the menu, I would have written, here comes the caviar in comic scenes.
Which reminds me, have you heard the old Christmas tune? Here comes caviar, here comes caviar, right down caviar lane. No?
Rachel drops some caviar. She's like,
which
caviar,
I'm like,
fucking God.
After all that, you drop the caviar on the floor, Rachel? Really?
Well, I think when things are $700 a tin, no matter what they are, like a small amount for $700, you're going to drop it, you know? You're going to get that sweet, sweet cocaine and just it's going to go all over your sink, I guarantee. Every single time, people.
I was furious. I was like, I cannot believe she just dropped all that caviar.
Ooh, so she serves. She's like, here's the blinis, here's the tongs. And glasses guy, the main guy, looks kind of upset, but it's just because he's getting into foodie face mode. Because people who say that they're foodies, they have to make faces like they're pooping while they eat. Because that's how foodies eat. They're like, delicious, delightful. Can you taste the egginess of the caviarness?
The umami. So, meanwhile, Eddie is hanging out with James and Izzy, and he's just like complimenting them and says he appreciates their effort and thanks them for babysitting Shane all day. And then Rachel, now she's in a much better mood, so she's tasting her food. She goes, "That's Tits McGee." still working on her voice.
So she presents, she's like,
this is scampi with fennel prawns served from the side. Okay, here's what you do: take the cup, turn it over onto your plate. All right.
And they're like, wow. foodie shrimp face from a is glass. Like, yeah, foodie face is like, ooh, I'm turning it over on its side. Oh, God, yeah. I think we're in good hands, everybody. Mm.
And then downstairs, James and Izzy are in the mess, and he's like, all right, Izzy, I want to nip this in the bud, but I saw hair in the bathroom, and it was really gross, and it reminded me of how much weight I'm losing, because soon I'll be as skinny as that hair. So please, please don't remind me that I can't work out.
And she's like, well, sorry. And he's like, well, it comes off of your head and comes into my ass. So it would be nice if we changed that. And then yeah. We get served burrata cheese. And she's got one of those little syringe things on top of
it. Pipette or something.
Yeah, whatever. And it's got balsamic dressing in it.
And she goes, she's like, well, so if you inject it by squeezing. And then the guest is like, that's what she said. I'm like, wow. Really just... I want to say they're really bringing that one back, except it never really left. It never really left.
It never really left. And, you know, I have to say I kind of appreciate the commitment to it throughout the entire episode, because the important thing with that is just that you commit, you know?
Yeah.
You can't just drop that once and then never say it again. You have to say it every episode, right? 10 times.
Yeah, you have to. I think the rule is that if you're over 40, you have to say that's what she said for the rest of your life. That's just what it is.
Maybe that's why it's like
not. It's the new not. It's the new not. Right?
I love like, not. I have a friend on Facebook, a couple friends from the God when I was a teenager, and we still put not on each other's. I put for her birthday, I was like, sad not, death not day. No, sad not, death not, night not.
I don't think that's how you do it, though. You overdid it.
But that's the point. Sad not is happy. Death not is birth. And night not is day. It's code, Ben. It's code. Okay. It's a very mature code.
Really high level. Really high level. The point is this. That's what she said is the new not. Also, why can't he say it for once?
Who?
He. If she can say it, why can't he say it?
That's what she said.
But that's what... Does he get to say anything?
But that's what he said too. Like sometimes he says it. It's not always she said. That's what he said, you know? Like, I don't know. I can't think of anything. If I think of anything that's what he said, then I'll say it in the recap, okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll keep an ear out for it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So one of the ladies is like, so, do you like us, Captain? Are we making you laugh? Am I being awkward right now? He's like, I'm a simple man. I'm into a good, that's what she said joke.
Right? And then down in the kitchen, or the galley, Rachel's just asking for like a bowl to put the Parmesan in. And Elizabeth's like, a bowl, like with a spoon, you know, like a bowl. And she's like, yes, just anything that Parmesan would go into. She's like, what about a scarf? Do you want to put it in the scarf? It's like, no, not a scarf.
You know what this would look great in? A show. All right, let's try it in a show.
I got you some crystals. No, you can't. That's not how. We need to serve the Parmesan, not sprinkle it on something.
So Rachel goes up and she serves a Caribbean lobster bisque with a puff pastry cloud on top because she's serving a foodie and creme fraiche caviar. And the guy's like, God, that's foodie-licious. Loved it.
And then Osabuco comes out for the next course, and there's bone marrow, and the British guy's like, that marrow is astonishing. So they're just like really happy. It actually all looks very delicious. And Captain Lee himself says, that's what he said. He said,
that's what he said. You can't do it literally.
I know. I did a literal, that's what he said. In my 35 years as a charter captain, I've never been this impressed. And that is literally what I said. That is literally what he said. And by he said, I mean Lee. And by Lee, I mean me. We all rhyme and we're all the same.
They also have another good dumb Elizabeth moment where the Osobuco is coming out and she goes, Osso Busco, and Eddie's like, Buco.
Wow. Well, Eddie has to fix it for you.
She got Buco shamed.
So then Leah's like, well, you know what? Rachel's the complete package. She's everything you want in a charter chef, which means that now she's going to go downhill because that's what happens every season, right? Remember, what's his face? Last on Below Deck, met Kiko. Kiko was wonderful. He did such great food. And they're like, you're doing great. And then he like serves French fries for Vegas night.
Oh, so Rachel is messing up her cake a little bit. It's time to get dessert ready. And she's like, fuck me in the ass. That's what he said. There you go. I did it.
That's what he said.
I guess it just depends on which Pornhub you subscribe to.
That's true.
So then glasses. A guy comes in and he sees the decanters. And he's like, can we get these, please? We need two bottles of Cabernet and then something to put in these decanter things. All right.
Yeah. So they fill both the crafts up or decanters with red wine. And then the main guy is like, okay, so we have a tradition, Captain Lee. The longer you drink the wine, the longevity, and the farther away, the prosperity. Because they're going to be chugging from the decanter. So they all get ready. They open their mouths up wide and get ready to take it all in.
Yeah,
that's like, what he said. Hey-o.
And they're like, is this going to mess up the teak? He's like, yeah, sure as fuck is. All right, Eddie, we got enough to clean this up, enough whatsy-butsy to clean this up. And he's like, oh, I'll get the cases of it. So they start shooting it, and
they're a disaster.
Eddie's like, Eddie sends Shane down, and so they're shooting all this stuff, and Tim's like, open your throat and just let it course down. And they didn't put that's what she said in there, and that's when I was like, you're idiots.
Okay? Yeah, you guys don't know when to that's what she said.
Yeah, you guys just lost me. I was on your side until now.
Yeah, it was the perfect moment. And it's like the perfect that's what she said scene, because they basically are all like guzzling from these carafes, and it's like going down their chin. They're making they're making such a mess, but I have to say their commitment and the fact that it was just like all of them, I was kind of impressed with, and I kind of was like, you know what? Good for them. This actually looks disgusting and like a lot of fun.
And they want the captain to do it too. And he's like, listen, I've got one shirt, all right? You're going to need me to bring me a towel or something. So they're like, oh my God, we're going to get you a shirt. And then the ladies just start screaming and running around the boat like crazy.
Yeah. I actually was like kind of tickled and amused by this whole scene. It's the sort of scene where I should have been like, these people are awful, but instead I was kind of like, they seem actually kind of fun.
I feel like my parents hang out with them and then they're like, oh my God, they're like our new family. And then a year later, they're all fighting and hate each other. Cause they're alcoholics. Let's just face it, guys.
So downstairs in his bed, Shane is FaceTiming with his girlfriend. And
best the girls- scene ever.
This is the best scene ever.
Okay, so Shane is on the phone with his girlfriend, and she is exactly who you think she is. She's like, oh my God, Shane, it's like crazy. Like, lately, everybody's relationship is like falling apart, and like, I'm like lucky, like, we don't have like that. Like, and he's like, yeah, it's definitely a mature relationship. And then he just falls asleep, sucking his thumb on the phone while she's still on FaceTime. And she's like, Shane, seriously? Shane!
I was wondering if he was sucking his thumb. I was like, that can't be.
He pulled it out, but at first he's like sucking his thumb and sleeping on the phone. Wow. By the way, I have to mention this. I just kept letting the episode play, as one does, and I watched part of the Watch What Happens Live, and it was Rachel and Shane. I mean, you know, who does that to Andy? Like, poor guy, you know? Like, sometimes we can get pretty hard on Andy on this show, but that's just cruel to do to him, okay? So, Rachel's okay. She's, like, kind of serious. And Andy is just such a dick to Shane the whole time. He's like...
Really?
Yeah, and the thing where it's like, tonight on Watch What Happens Live, coming up. Shane, glad you could be awake for this. Shane's like, hey. And then every single thing in the show is like, Shane, we got a question from Rhonda from Rudy Town. Okay, now, here it is. Do you ever stay awake, stupid? You're stupid. God, you're a dumb. All right.
Wow. I thought Andy would have been into Shane, but I guess maybe Shane's not quite his type.
Poor Shane. I was cracking up. Like, literally everything he said was like, God, you're dumb, huh?
Poor Shane. Poor sweet, sweet Shane.
And he was in like his dad's bright green blazer or something. It was,
of course.
Bless his heart. Okay, so the cake is finally ready. And then there's a lady like shimmying around the captain now. And they sing happy birthday to Foodie Tim, who's still making poop face because there's food in the room. And I'm very serious about food.
Yeah. And they're all... The cake is up there, and then James and Eddie are talking about how everyone's getting along, and it seems like really nice. And Eddie's like, "Yeah, this is when it's all gonna start turning. Like, watch Elizabeth have like a rough night out and watch it all go downhill, which actually seemed like a pretty accurate read on the situation.
Yeah.
And then we have, and then downstairs, Aisling FaceTimes her mom, and her mom is just like exactly the mom I thought she'd have. She's like, "How are you? How are you? We missed you. Did you hear about coronavirus? They've detained 700 people in China. Get a mask, Aisling. Regardless, Aisling, get a mask."
It's Aisha. Aisha is her mom.
Yeah,
Aisha her just mom's had Aisha. A baby very young.
It's your mother, Aisha.
If you're wondering how poo-poo comes out, make sure you don't stick your thumb up anyone's bum. It's corona time.
So Aisling's like, "When I left Australia, we knew about COVID-19, but I'm hoping it's not as serious as they make it out to be. I mean, we all know about overdramatic stunts, right? Here comes the chef. The chef is here."
Oh, so Francesca saying goodnight to the guests, and she tells Elizabeth, she's like, "All right, listen, I'm going to go ahead and keep cleaning, but you need to check on the guests every 10 minutes, all right?" It's like, "All right." And so then we all know Elizabeth, how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, Elizabeth like goes downstairs, and the guests are up there just like waiting for wine. And Elizabeth is like downstairs, and she's just bitching about work, and she's like, "It just is hard. I mean, like, I try so hard." And on and on and on. She's going on and on and on. And we see this timer. It says, like, 13 minutes since Elizabeth checked. 30 minutes. 42 minutes. It's, like, crazy. I would be going nuts up there.
Yes, and it's being intercut with Francesca talking to Rachel. And she's like, "Oh, my God, this girl. She just, I'm just, this girl's terrible," or whatever. And then Izzy goes to Elizabeth. Is he and Elizabeth? Oh, yes, Izzy and Elizabeth. And Izzy's like, "You seem sad." And she's like, "No, but I'm, like, smiling, though. Like, why do I seem sad? Because I'm, like, trying to smile." She's like, "Listen, I get it. The interior's not fun. You're inside the boat 24-7 working under, like, a dictator. I'm glad I got out of that one." She's like, "Yeah, but I just, like, want to swim and live my life. But, like, I got to work."
It's like, you're working on a yacht. You're not swimming right now.
Yeah.
So finally the guest comes downstairs and he's like, "We're dying up there." And then Elizabeth does that thing that's so annoying. I hate when people do this. She's like, "Oh, I was just about to come up." It's like, you're 42 minutes late. Yeah. You're 42 minutes. Don't tell me you're just about to come up, like, and try to make almost like exonerate yourself. Like, say you're sorry.
And Francesca's like, "I am mortified. 99% of the time I have a poker face, but I'm super, super pissed off right now, all right? Now, Elizabeth, get over here. Now, here's what I'm going to say to you." Like, you think she's going to rip into her, but she's just like, "Now, Elizabeth, please make sure they're a priority. I said to check on them every 10 minutes.
I instructed you to do that.
They've had such a good time up until now." She's like, "She yelled at me. Oh."
I know. Then Elizabeth, like, loses her mind. She's like, "When Francesca acts like this towards me, it really pisses me off." What? Like, she gets, like, politely angry at you because you weren't doing what she asked you to do because you were bitching about her, like, downstairs. Like, she wasn't even being mean when she said, like, "I asked you to do this.
Yeah, she was being nice, I thought. And she's like, there's ways of directing people that are still, like, human. It's frustrating. And then the guest says, "Are you all right?" And she just looks at him like, "No, but I'm not going to say anything about it." It's like, "Oh, my God, with you."
And she's like, "I mean, it's like she couldn't go to bed without giving me shit for not having checked on the guests." It's like, because you didn't check on the guests, and that she, like, had to think about this before she went to bed.
Yeah, she's lame. And so Francesca's like, "Yeah, Rachel, well, if she's not following through, then she's just not ready." And Rachel's like, "Well, I like Elizabeth, so I don't want to be in the middle of this. Because, like, if I get in the middle of this, the shit's going to hit the fan. And then if the shit hits the fan, it might come down and hit the caviar, which is on the floor, which might be savable. God damn it, I'm going to fucking kill myself."
"The chef is here. Go to sleep, Aisling." So then Elizabeth is like, "You want me to bring up any more booze?" And this woman goes, "Oh, gosh, you don't need to bring up any more alcohol upstairs. Please don't.
So James is talking to Elizabeth, and he's like, "Well, I guess that's it then. I'll just sit here at the bar." And she's like, "Why are you sitting at the bar like you're going to have a drink?" She's like, "Oh, I want a drink. I want the risk of it. I want the riskiness of just having a drink. I'll get you one." She's like, "You're going to have to be more sneaky than just sitting at the bar."
Hmm. sparks flying. That's what she said. So now it's the next morning, and Rachel's making breakfast, and it's 7:37 a.m., and Eddie's like, Shane, hey, sunshine, why aren't you on deck? Why aren't you on deck? He's like, oh, my phone died. And he's an hour and 38 minutes late for a shift. Yikes.
Yikes. Shane comes down and he's helping Izzy with trash and stuff. And he's like, thanks for covering. Like, I should probably get my radio. She's like, yeah. Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah. So then Eddie, of course, goes up to Captain Lee and he's like, well, I have something to report, Captain Lee. Sunshine was sleeping in bed at 7:45. I mean, I went to sleep at 1:45 and I still woke up at 7:30 and there's Sunshine still asleep at 7:45. I had to wake him up.
And then yesterday I woke up and the Lazarette door was open. The Lazarati, whatever the fuck you call it. And wait, there's more. Yesterday I came back from errands and he was asleep with a cover on his eyes that said, do not disturb.
And then another thing, he took my kite and he ruined it. He broke my kite.
God damn it.
So then they put jet skis out, and Shane is, you know, he starts explaining that his alarm, he was actually really bummed because he had set his alarm to go off 30 minutes early because he wants to be like really, really good. But that the charger situation in their room is kind of fucked up because Eddie keeps the charger up by his bed. So, like, it sounds almost like Eddie kind of, like, hogs the charger, which is so Eddie to be like, yeah, I'm the boss. I get the charger.
Well, get a charger thing with two cords. Leave your phone in your room during the day so it can charge if that's the case.
I mean, I don't understand that, but I'm still saying I think it's, I'm not exonerating Shane. He's truly been an idiot, but like, I also want to remind people that Eddie is also an asshole.
Yeah.
He hogs chargers.
Charge hogger. So, he's down in the toy area, whatever that thing, the Lazarati door place. And he's like, so how's everyone's morning? And Izzy's like, it was great. All that work I did this morning for two felt great. And Shane's like, hey man, are you going to say anything about this morning? He's like, well, what the heck am I supposed to say? I fucked up, brah. And he's like, huh, plug your phone in.
Yeah. So now people are waking up, and Ashling tells Francesca that things are pretty tidy this morning. But then the footage shows, like, all sorts of crap that Elizabeth just left out. And then Izzy gossips to James that Sunshine slept in, and everyone starts ordering eggs. So it's just, like, morning activity.
Yes. And Elizabeth checks in with Rachel, and she tells us, last night didn't end well for me. Like, to get yelled at by your boss in front of your coworkers sucks. Like, I just can't win. You were not yelled at. This reminds me of this show, like, so many times when people are like, you're not doing your job. And I'm like, but you don't inspire me to do my job.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Don't throw your ass overboard. You say that to me.
Exactly. But the yelling thing, like, she was yelling at me. She literally did not yell at you. We watched it. So meanwhile, Eddie is just like praising Izzy and saying that she's like a real badass and that she doesn't take shit from anyone. So he's going to let her take up the anchor, because guess what? It's time for anchor drama. Bring up that anchor.
Yeah. So she does it. And then everyone's getting in their whites and stuff. And Rachel thanks the ladies for helping with a great breakfast. And Shane, here goes Shane with the ropes. Here comes some rope drama, what we've all been waiting for. He's like, so this rope, does it matter like which end we put in the dock?
They're like, yes.
Yes.
So the yacht is heading in, and like they have to be dropping fenders, and Shane is asking all these questions, so Eddie can't be on top of everything. And then, like, Shane is not dropping the fenders the way he needs to be dropping the fenders, and Lee is starting to lose his mind. He's like, there's one more, where's that goddamn fender?
I got a fender misplaced, goddamn it!
And then the guests are like, here's where he makes his big money, and, everything's going to shit. Are we going to get it? Where's my stern? Do I have control here? Where's my goddamn stern? I've got wind coming. It could hit the dock. This is a goddamn disaster. I don't have my stern blaster. Son of a bitch. God damn it.
And then it's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
After commercial, everything's fine.
Yeah. And he goes, and he's like, is anybody doing anything on that fucking stern? God damn it. And we just see Shane, like, just bouncing around all over the place.
Yeah. And Shane's like, where do I tie it off to? And he's like, God damn it, Eddie. So he's like, who the fuck put those out? Whoever's ass it is their, whoever it is, their ass is mine. And Eddie's like, God, I guess I have to do everything myself around here, Dad. He's like, it's a fucking disaster.
If they think I'm pissed, they're right. This isn't happening again. That's what I said.
His puppy ass is still on the porch as far as I'm concerned, puppy ass. You know what I don't like? Babysitting puppies on porches, right? Stupid puppy. Get some opposable thumbs so you can open a goddamn door, you dumb puppy.
Yeah, maybe next time someone should put the puppy in the puppy pen, okay? Not on the porch. How about that? Who put a puppy on the deck crew anyway?
goodbyes, everyone's leaving. And Tim's like, it's a cliche to say this. I was like, of course, it's the foodie. Come out with your cliche, foodie. And he's like, it's the best vacation in my life.
Yeah. So they leave, and then Captain Lee is talking to the crew, the deck crew, and he's like, that decking sucked. The first line that goes down is the forward spring line. That's the one that keeps us from hitting the goddamn dock. And then the windward crisscross. God, crisscross is going to make you... Dock, dock, it's gonna make you dock, dock. But did it make us dock? No. If you tied those all in, there's nothing that can go wrong, puppy asses.
And Eddie's like, well, can't fix stupid, Dad. And he's like, all right, get to work, kids. So Izzy apologizes to Eddie, and he's like, it'll be fine, everyone. Just get to work, get to work. And then we see Shane go with his little moleskin. He's like, I'll be in my room writing things. Windward, port forward, spring, crisscross applesauce. Think I got it. Think I got it.
And Eddie's like, we have to be on the, you have to be up there at 1300 hours, and it's 1258. He's like, oh, he's like, what's on your watch? 1256. He's like, oh, you better fix your watch.
Then Shane's like, you know what? I know I'm in the hot seat. Like, if I perform at an A, I need to perform it like a B. And I'm currently like on an A, but then I have to do better than C and then come back to A and then take a nap with B because, like, I'm exhausted. Letters are hard.
Yeah. So then there's a tip meeting, and Captain Lee compliments Rachel, saying that the meal was outstanding, her knowledge of food was outstanding, but there were some close calls. There are some people who are not performing where I think they should be at this time, and that gives me pause for concern, and that's all I'm going to say. I'll say one more thing. The person I'm talking about has a puppy ass and has a watch that's 2 minutes behind. There, figure it out. Those are your clues.
So they get 20 grand, which is a pretty good one. And then Shane goes downstairs to put on his Marcel Marceau sunblock while everyone's working. And he's like, you know what, guys? He's talking to the deckhands. He's like, guys, I just want to apologize because, like, I feel like Eddie's watching you more because, like, he watches everything I do. And Izzy's like, oh, I get it. I was like that the first time. I mean, tell me to put on a flat sheet and watch me sob. All right.
So Eddie goes to talk with Captain Lee, and he's like, listen, you know, I feel bad because this charter, he really was trying to set up a step up, but he was also an hour and a half late to his shift today. And Captain Lee's like, well, I imagine him being gone isn't a whole lot different than having him here. I guess the only difference is that if I throw a chew toy his way, there's no puppy to pick it up. But other than that, I mean, why do we even have to have him?
Shane Lee, God damn it. Come on in here.
So he comes in, and Shane's like, just another day in paradise. And he doesn't have his radio on while the captain's radioing him. Yeah. He's like, why doesn't this goddamn surprise god me damn? Undamn. Nah. Darn not.
We need to have a conversation. That's what we said. Get it? Nah.
And Shane looks like he just heard about the BP oil spill for the first time. I mean, poor guy just looks like completely wrecked.
Oh, poor guy. I don't know. I can't imagine he's gonna make it past the next 5 minutes of the of next week's episode.
Yeah. Well, find out. You know, that's how it goes, everybody. So we will see you guys back here tomorrow, as usual, with the podcast about something else. Who knows? What's it going to be this time? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows, but it'll probably be either Real Housewives of Orange County or Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We're going to find out. As long as you subscribe to us, you just sit back and relax, and the episodes will come to you.
Yeah, and those are both going to be video episodes, too. So if you want the videos, go get them on Crappens On Demand on Patreon, okay?
Whoa.
Everybody, thank you so much for being here. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D. There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.